Now dictation for Rose, R-O-S-E, Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, June 5, 39. Address as a letter to Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, N-T, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Watson, a follow-up for Mrs. Buckley, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in February. Coronavirus positive, August, admitted to the hospital for a few days, did not require ventilatory assistance, also has falling episode from weakness, trauma to the right ankle, no surgery done, has memory issues, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, no gross edema, denied chest pain palpitation, minimal dyspnea, no orthopnea. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril as the only blood pressure medicine, diabetes, cholesterol management, medications for dementia. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 117.73. No respiratory distress, no oral wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial RAP, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, weight 195, no gross edema, right side ankle with a boot. Next paragraph, chemistries. When she was in the hospital in August, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline, a GFR of 48, stage 3, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 134, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, malanemia 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, coronavirus infection, did not require ventilatory assistance. Next number, multiple falls, trauma to the right ankle, followed by orthopedic, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, dementia. Next number, CKD stage 3, stable over time. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, no treatment for EPO needed. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, monitor low sodium concentration, avoid too high intake of fluid. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.